人不得个解释。
But nobody can really decipher.
你怎么解释，都没有办法彻底的把这个生。
Explain the meaning of that what life is.
一直等到人看圣经，从圣经里头，我们知道到底生命是什么。
Until people read Bible, then we have a better understanding of life.
呀，我们是神所创造的，
We are created by God.
神把生命赐给我们，
God breathed life into us.
并且吹灵气在亚当的鼻孔里头，
Through Adam's nostril, we got life.
让人变成一个有灵的活人。
So people become live with spirit from God.
不单单是这样子，等到耶稣基督来到世界上，道成了肉身，
It's not that until Jesus come to the world, we become flesh.
他对生命有一个新的解释。
Now we have a new explanation, new interpretation for life.
告诉我们说，我们如果照着神的旨意去做，我们会有一个新的生命要赐给我们。
Jesus told us. If we follow God, a new life will be given to us.
这就是在约翰福音3章16节告诉我们说。
In John chapter 3, verse 16.
你可以背吗？
Can you memorize it?
约翰福音3章16节告诉说：“谁爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Yeah, John 3:16, I believe every one of you can memorize. God loved the world that he gave his one only son, so whoever believes in him shall have eternal life, shall not perish, but have eternal life.
”单单有这个生命，还介绍我们知道有一个永生。
It's not only life in this world, but it also let us know we have eternal life.
永生就是我们活到永远，再也不死。
What eternal life means you will never die, you will live forever.
怎么会这样子呢？
How can it be?
对，因为我们照着神的旨意去做。
Yeah, because we follow God's word.
什么意思啊？照着谁的旨意去做？什么旨意？
What does it mean? Follow God's word, follow God's will. What will?
就是叫一切信耶稣的人不至灭亡。
People who believe in Jesus will not perish.
换句话说，我们从这个生命里头了解到，除了这个生命以外，还有一个东西叫做永生。
Yeah, we now understand. Aside from this life, we have another life that is called eternity.
还有一节圣经，就是在《哥林多后书》5章17节。
There's another verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
啊，里面都已经把它打在荧幕上头，
You can see that on
对，
the screen.
呀，都不需要找圣经了，哎，如果
So,
你能够有圣经的话，你把它翻到《哥林多后书》5章。
yeah, you already have the scripture on the screen. But if you have a Bible on your hand, just open your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
你一定要知道怎么样去翻圣经。
Yeah, particularly for the youth, you need to You need to be very familiar with yourself, how to use your Bible, turn your Bible.
格林多后书5:17。
Second Corinthians 5:17.
找到以后，或者是看这个一部，我们一起来读，好不好？
Okay, so if you found it, let's read it together, or you can look at the screen.
来，请若有人
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
OK，我再来读一遍，好不好？来，请有人在基督里。那就
He is a
是
new
说，
creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
哦，告诉我们这个新的生命。如果我们进到耶稣基督里，这一切都变成新的，因为神重新造一个新的人。
Yeah, it tells us when we enter Jesus Christ, we were totally refreshed. God created a new you. God, yeah.
不管你过了一个什么样的生活，在主耶稣基督里，你如果进到耶稣基督里，你就会有一个新的生命。
No matter what kind of life you used to be, once you enter into Jesus Christ, you are new man.
旧的事情，不管你过去做了什么事情，都变成旧的了。
Yeah, all old, it just become history. Now you are renewed.
只有圣经告诉我们这样子的事情，没有人间没有任何的宗教可以告诉我们，到底生命是怎么一回事。
Only Bible tells us this truth. No other religion, no other knowledge knows really what life it is, what life is.
所以我们怎么可以进到耶稣基督里？
How can we enter into Jesus Christ?
所以圣经告诉我们说，如果我们相信耶稣基督，接受他做我们的救主，我们就可以进到他的里面。
Bible tells us it's quite simple. You need to believe in Jesus Christ and believe he is your savior. If he is your savior, then you can enter into Jesus.
他是生命，他是爱。
Because Jesus is life, Jesus is love.
所以，当我们进到它的里面的时候，我们是出死入生。
So, once we enter into Jesus, we exit death, we enter into life.
出黑暗入光明。
We exit darkness, we enter into bright and lightness, into light.
Yeah. 怎么知道我们是信耶稣到底？怎么知道我们是信了耶稣的？
How can we tell whether we truly believe in Jesus?
到底信耶稣是什么意思？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus?
我必须要明白。
We must know.
你说你信耶稣，这什么意思啊？
If you say, "Oh, I believe in Jesus," do you really know what that means?
有人说信耶稣就是信一种宗教，
Some people think believing Jesus is just believing a religion.
不是啊，信耶稣不是信宗教，
That's wrong. It's not believing in a religion.
有人说信耶稣就是一种信仰，
Some people think, oh, that's just a faith.
信耶稣不单单是一个信仰。
But it's not just a faith.
有人说信耶稣是一个概念，
Some people think, oh, believing Jesus is just a concept.
但不单单的是一个概念。
No, it's not true. It's not just a concept.
有人说 信耶稣是精神上的一个寄托。
Some people think, oh, believing Jesus is just find comfort in Jesus.
讲了半天，还没讲出来信耶稣到底是什么。
But what is believing Jesus?
耶稣不是找一个精神的寄托。
We know it's not a spiritual comfort.
也许你信了耶稣，你的精神有了个寄托。
Yeah, maybe it's true. After you believe in Jesus, you can find comfort in Him.
但是不是为了这个精神的寄托而信耶稣？
But is that not the object? That's not the purpose to believe in Jesus.
到底信耶稣是一个什么样的事情？
Then what it is?
怎么叫做信耶稣？
What is truly mean? What's the truly meaning of believing Jesus?
如果有人问我们，我们一定要知道怎么回答。
If somebody asks you, you must know how to reply.
人家说你是信耶稣，什么意思？
What do you mean you believe in Jesus?
一定要可以知道怎么样回答人家。
You must know how to answer exactly.
信耶稣包括两件事情，
It includes two things. It means two things.
第一件事情就是说你相信耶稣是谁的儿子，是神。
First, you believe in Jesus is the Son of God. He is God.
他就是神。
Jesus is God.
第二件事情。你必须要相信，他是你的救主。
The second point is, you must believe Jesus is your savior.
你接受他做你个人的救主，承认你自己的罪，他就赦免你的罪。
When you accept Jesus as your savior, when you repent your sin, ask for his forgiveness, he will forgive you.
你从一个有罪的人变成一个没有罪的人。
You will be transformed from a sinner to a man without sin.
你从一个一定会死的情形，而变成一个不会死的一种情形。
Yeah, you will be transformed from destined to death to eternity.
因为当你承认耶稣基督是神，接受他做你的救主的时候，你在圣灵里头又重新生过一次。
When you accept Jesus as your Savior, when you proclaim Jesus is your Savior, your spirit is reborn in Jesus.
我们这个肉体。从妈妈接受的肉体是从亚当传下来，
Our flesh, this body is from our moms, which inherited from Adam and Eve.
是一个有罪的肉体。
But this flesh body is the body of sin.
将来要回到尘土里的。
It is doomed to die and to back to ashes.
因为我们人是神用尘土做的，
Because from ashes, God created human.
但因为相信耶稣基督是神，是我们救主，神就给我一个新的生命。
By believing Jesus is our Savior, God give us a new life.
我们接受了神的生命。就是接受耶稣基督的恩典，
We take this new life. This new life is grace from Jesus Christ.
接受神的恩典，也就是得到这个生命。
When we taking this new life, taking this new grace, we get a new. We get a new life.
你得到这个生命，同时你是得到了神的爱。
Yeah, you got a new life. Simultaneously, you got God's love.
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
上次我们解释了这个什么是信耶稣。
Last time we learned what is believing Jesus.
今天我们接着讲，信了耶稣以后又怎么样？
This week, today, I want to focus on what should we do after we believe in Jesus.
如果你去研究世界的宗教，你会发现，你信了这个宗教以后，你会他教给你做很多的事情。
Yeah, if you try to study the world religion, you are found for every religion, so it will teach you many things.
有的宗教叫你去庙里头烧香磕头，
Some religion encourage you to a temple to burn incense and to kowtow.
让你把奉献给谁的这个食物啊、礼物要送去了。
And to bring your offerings to the gods.
然后你就做到了，你就回家了。
Yeah, after you've done with the things, you go home.
你走你的阳关道，我走我的独木桥，
Then
咱们两个没有事情。
those gods, the temple has nothing to do with you anymore. You walk your way, and I walk my way.
一直等到下一次，你又再去庙里头来拜拜拜拜拜。
Until next time we go to the temple, do the same thing, burn incense, kowtow again.
没有任何的关系，没有任何的关联。
There's no relationship.
但是我们所信的耶稣不是一种的宗教，
But I want to emphasize again, the Jesus we believe is not a religion.
他不是叫我们信了耶稣以后去做什么。
It is not really, after we believe in Jesus, we are obligated to do something.
而是信了耶稣以后，他给我们一个新的生命，叫我们可以去活。
It's rather, after believing Jesus, we are given a new life. We will be able to live that new life.
要把他的生命活出来，
To shine and to live that life from Jesus.
所以，我们信耶稣的人，神对我们的要求是说，他要和我们建立一个新的关系。
So God want us to do after believe claim or believe in Jesus, God want us to have a personal relationship with Him.
这个关系非常的奇妙，
This relationship is really unique and it's special.
你要想一想，我们和这永生的神和创造宇宙万物的神建立了一个关系。
Can you imagine you can have a relationship with the God of creation, with the eternal God?
他不是说，你信了以后，你走你的，我走我的。
It's not like after you believe in Jesus, then you do whatever you do, and you walk your own way. I walk my own way.
而是和我们紧紧的连在一起。
But we are connected with Jesus.
把他的爱充满我们。
And so his love can fill us.
让我们活在他的爱里头，
We live in his love.
能够把这个爱活出来，荣耀神。
Through our life, we glorify God.
能够把神的爱活出来，去帮助人。
So, through God's love, through our life, we are able to help others.
非常的奇妙，
Isn't that wonderful?
所以，我今天要和大家讲的就是说，我们信了耶稣以后，我们变成一个新的人。
So I just want to say again, after we believe in Jesus, we are new man.
这新的人是有一个新的生命。
Because we have a new life.
你不能做任何东西来讨神的喜悦，但是神说你要把你的新的生命把它活出来。
You cannot do anything to earn God's pleasure, but God said you want to live a life of this new life.
如果你能把这新的生命活出来，你可以荣耀神。
Yeah, through this new life, you may glorify God.
你可以帮助人，
You can help others.
所以这个新的生命是谁的恩典，是谁的爱？
Yeah, this new life is God's grace, is God's love.
在圣经里头告诉说，这个新的生命是重生。
In Bible, it says this new life is reborn.
以前没有的，现在生出来。
It was not there. It is reborn.
以前没有这个人，是一个旧人。现在我依着我们信耶稣，我们得到一个新的生命，变成一个新人。
Yeah, we used to be old, but through Jesus, we are renewed. We have new life.
就好像一个小孩子生出来一样，以前没有这个人，妈妈生了一个孩子，世界上多一个人。
Yeah, it's like a baby. When baby is born, we have a baby now. It was not here.
一个人信了耶稣，他从灵里头重生出来，多了一个人。
When a person believes in Jesus in spirit, we have a new life. It was not there.
这个人是永远不死的，要与谁同在？
And this new life will never die. And it will be with God forever.
在世界上，我们活在耶稣基督里，也和神同在。
Even in this world, when we live in Jesus, we are with Jesus.
再也不分开。
Well, you will never be separated
除非你坚持要离开神，
until you walk away.
谁总是不放弃你。
Otherwise, God will never let you go.
我们和他建立了一个什么样的关系呢？
So, what kind of relationship we want to establish with him?
我们中国人非常的聪明，
Chinese are very smart, you know that.
他把我们人和人之间的关系归成五类，
Yeah,
五
Chinese
类。
people categorize human relationship into five categories.
五种的关系，
Yeah, five buckets.
你必须是一种，或者是两种。
Yeah, everyone has been one or two relationships.
那不可能更多种。
But it's hard to have this multiple relations at the same time.
哪种的关系呢？
So what five categories?
一个是君臣的关系，
Ruler and subjects.
或者是主人和仆人的关系。
Yeah, it's not a master and a servants. It's king and subjects.
没听到这个。第二种关系是父子的关系，
Parents and children.
第三种的关系是夫妇的关系，
Husband and wife.
第四种是兄弟姐妹的关系，
Siblings.
第五种是朋友的关系。
And friends.
所以，如果你想我生了以后，你不可能自己跑出来，你一定会有父母，有这个父子的关系。
So anyone, when he was born into this world, he must have a parent.
我中间有人自己跑出来的吧？没有父亲，没有母亲吧？
So
可
among,
能吧？
do any of you just come out? No parents?
那不可能啊！
That sounds impossible.
你可以没有夫妇，你可能一生没有结婚，你就独身，但是你不可能少父子的关系，你没有夫妇的关系。
Yeah, you may, some people never marry, may never have a husband-wife relation, but everyone has a parent.
你可能有兄弟姐妹，但是也许你没有，你是独生子。
Yeah, some people has a brother or sister, so, but we do have people who don't have brother or sister.
你如果是有兄弟姐妹，你就是有兄弟的关系。
Yeah, you may have a brother or you may have a sister.
你也许有朋友。也许没有朋友，
You may have a friend or maybe you are not.
有很多人都有朋友，也有人没有人要和他做朋友。
Many people have friends, but there are some people has no friend.
你可能有主人，有替主人做工。
You may have a master, you may have to serve someone. You may have that relation.
或者有人帮你做工，
Or somebody may be you.
有一种主人、仆人的一个关系。
So you have this master and servant relation.
我们今天替公司做工，就是等于替老板做仆人了。
Yeah, we're always, I mean, when we work at a company or for the government, we are serving our master.
所以。你可能有两种关系，即使可能是有父子关系，有夫妇关系，你有父亲、母亲，你有丈夫、有太太，这是两种关系。
Yeah, you may have two relationships. I mean, you have parents, and you may have a wife or husband. You have two relationships.
了不起，你有这个君。是这个，有这做朋友，你说我们是朋友，这个勉强讲了。你说我们是这个，这个君臣或者是夫妇，这都是很勉强讲。
Yeah, you may have other relationship with friends, or you may have a master. Yeah, some of the relationship may not be as close.
你如果是夫妇，也许是君臣，但你不要叫你先生或你太太是你的老板了，你替你先生和太太做工了，不是这样子。
Some relationship may have conflicts. Yeah, if your wife or husband is meantime is same time as your boss, you may have some issue there.
如果是父子。你不可能是夫妇，不可能是兄弟。
And some relationship they cannot happen together. So if for parents and children, they cannot at the same time be husband and wife.
非常奇妙的，我们的主耶稣基督是所有五种的关系和我们。
Yeah, it is a wonder that Jesus can stop all the five relationships with us at the same time.
耶稣基督是唯一的一个人，可以保留五种的关系，每一种的关系。
Yeah, Jesus, he is one person, the only person that can stop it, that can maintain five relationships with us. at the same time.
实际告诉我是，他是万王之王，万主之主。
Bible told us he is the King of Kings, he is the Lord of the Lords.
但实际告诉我说，他和我们是主仆的，主人和仆人的一个关系。
Yeah, well, the Bible also told us he is our master, we are servant.
但是同时，他又是和我们是父子的关系。
But at the same time, we call him Abba Father, so we are like father and children relationship.
有这个父子的关系，因为他说，天上的天父是我们的天父，
Because he told us, God's Father is our Father.
但是他又是神，所以他又是我们的父。
But he himself is God, so he is our Father.
非常奇妙，人没有办法用人的言语。可以讲得清楚。
It's so wonderful that really, by human knowledge, nobody can really understand, comprehend.
他告诉我们说，我们祷告的时候，开始就是用我们在天上的父。
Yeah, in our prayer, we start with our Godly Father.
如果神是我们的父，耶稣就是我们的父。
If God is our Father, Jesus is our Father.
在人的言语形容起来很奇怪，
Even by human language, by human knowledge, that is so strange.
但是圣经告诉我们说，谁爱我们，好像父亲爱儿子一样。
But the Bible tells us God loves us like a father loves his children.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
就告诉我们说，教会是他的心腹。
Also, the Bible said the church is his wife.
我们就是耶稣的这个妻子。
Yeah, the church is Lord's bride. So we are like Lord Jesus' bride wife.
将来有一天，他会来接我们，回到他的家里。
One day, Lord Jesus will come to take us to the home he prepared for us in heaven.
然后，他告诉我们说，他是我们的兄弟。
Jesus also said, call us brothers.
两个地方告诉我说，一个说他是先熟的果子，
And the Bible also said, Jesus himself is the first ripened fruit.
我们信耶稣的人都好像他一样，他怎么样变成成熟，回到天家，我们也是像他一样，他是我们的老大哥。
Yeah, he is the first fruit, and we like him. Everyone who believes will be like will come to fruition, and we're going to be like him, like Jesus. Jesus, he is the first of the harvest.
啊，有一次，耶稣在世界的时候，有一次，他的兄弟、这个姐妹们，他爸爸都去到那个他在的地方去找他。
One day, his brothers, his parents tried to look for Jesus.
谁去告诉耶稣说：“你爸爸，你的。”弟弟及妹妹在外边找你啊！
Told him, or your brothers, somebody told him, your brothers, your parents are looking for you outside.
耶稣说：“谁是我的兄弟姐妹？谁是我的母亲呢？”
Jesus said, "Who are my parents? Who are my brothers?"
凡是遵守神旨意的。就是我的 兄弟姐妹就是我的母亲。
Whoever found God's will, found God's words are my brothers and are my parents.
是这样子，所以他不单单是和我们有主人仆人的关系，又有父子的关系。我们又是他的心腹，他要来接我们去。我们是他的兄弟，他是我们的长兄，又是遵循他旨意的人。
So Jesus, he's our Lord, he's also our Father. He also call us his bride, and he's going to take us back, and he also calls us brothers, and he's our Jesus himself is elder brother, oldest brother, and he also calls friends.
在约翰福音15章14节，他就要告诉我们说，
In John 15 verse 14.
他是我们的朋友。
Said he is my friend.
约翰福音15章第14节。
Verse 14. You are my friends if you do what I command.
他说：“这里说，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，我就是你，你就是我的朋友了。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
Yeah, you are my friends if you follow my commands.
所以我不单单是和他有主仆的关系。”他是主人，我们是仆人，还有父子的关系。他是爸爸，我们是孩子，还有夫妇的关系。他是丈夫，我们是他的妻子，还有兄弟的关系。他是我们的哥哥，我们是他的弟弟，或者是妹妹。还有，如果我们遵循他的旨意，我们就是。他的朋友，
Yeah, so we can see that Jesus is not our ruler, we are his subjects. He's not only the father, we are his children. He's the husband, we are his bride. And his elder brother, we are his younger brothers. And he also treats us as his friends if we follow his commands.
所以。建立了这五种的关系，是让我们可以把他的爱，把他的生命能够活出来。
Yeah, with these five relationships, we will be able to live a life of love.
一个小孩子，他没有办法去照着人生的有意义的这个方面去把生命活出来。
Now, as a child in this world, we cannot live a life of love just by our own effort.
他必须在主的爱里头能够长大起来。
He must grow up in Lord's love.
哥林多前书告诉我们说，希伯来书也告诉我们说，我们要在主耶稣基督里要长大起来。
Yeah, in the book of Hebrews and in many other books, the Bible tells you must grow up.
哥林多前书3章，
Let's open the Bible to the First Corinthians chapter 3.
Yeah，叫我们在他的。 教本哦，他说第六节他说我栽种了亚波罗灌浇灌了，我有神叫它生长，哎，我们要照着神的旨意要长大起来。以弗所书第四章也是告诉我们说我们要长大。希伯来书第五章12节也告诉我们说。我们需要长大，不叫十二节。
In multiple places, the Bible tells us again and again, you need to grow up.
希伯来说：“看着你们学习的功夫，你应该做师傅了，结果你还是要有人要打奶去喂你啊，还是个小孩子，所以都没有长大。在”以弗所书第四章告诉我说，神赐给教会不同的恩典，叫牧师去带领这些弟兄姐妹能够长大成人。
In the book of Ephesians, or in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Corinthians, that God all want us to grow up and don't be like babies forever.
所以我们的责任是要在主耶稣基督里，在他的爱里头，能够长大成人。
So it's our duty, our obligation to grow up in Jesus.
长大又怎么样呢？
Then what will happen after grow up?
长大是要把我们这个耶稣基督给我们这个新的生命，把它活出来。
So we can live a better life, the new life, so we can manifest Jesus' new life in us.
以弗所书第四章，这个地方告诉我们说，我们每个人都从神领受了一个责任。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, it says, Everyone get a duty from the Lord, from Jesus.
我能够长大以后，把神叫我们做的事情能够做出来。
So we can live a life, we can show God's glory.
叫我们长大成人，各尽其职。
So we can fulfill our duties. Different people have different duties, so can fulfill them.
所以主耶稣基督，我们的神，向我们要的这个关系，不是一个暂时的一个关系。
So the relationship God established with us is not just temporary,
而是一个永久的关系，
but everlasting.
是一个爱的关系，
It's a relationship. Of
用
love.
五种的关系，如果不是爱在维持，就不成关系。
Only love can hold the five relationships together.
你想想看，没有一个在爱里的不能够。这个主人仆人没有一个某些的这个好的感情，这个不是这个耶稣的爱情，不是这个我们所讲的这种夫妻之间的男女之间的爱情，不是这个，而是说人与人之间彼此的尊敬，有这种的爱情，父母之间，父子之间。没有这个爱情，不服没有爱情，这个朋友没有爱情都不能够成立。所以，耶稣向我们要的是这个爱的关系。
Yeah, we all know, even in this world, without God and love, no relationship can sustain, right? No matter master and servant, or husband and wife, brothers, sisters, friends, they cannot sustain. It were broken. So the essential part is love.
所以我再说，讲过很多遍了。我再说，我们今天在这里，不是 传递知识而已，而是同时最重要的乃是传递生命。
So I want to emphasize again and again, when we come here, we're not come here to learn some knowledge. Yeah. Whatever I try to preach to is not knowledge, but God's love, but God's new life.
我们的责任是要长大，要把神的生命活出来。
It is our obligation to grow up in Jesus, to shine Jesus' life.
这是神给他的儿女一个特别的一个恩典，
This is a special grace from God to his children.
叫我们可以去传福音给别人听。
We can share this grace and love to others.
叫我们可以保守、保持一个漏斗形的一个人生观。
Yeah, we can live a life the way of a funnel.
你上次都达到这个漏斗吧？
I showed you the funnel like 2 or 3 of few weeks back.
放在一个地方，提醒你自己，我有一个漏斗的
I
人
asked
生观。
you to place that funnel in front of you, or maybe on your desk, so it can remind you. You want to take from God, you want to give out to others.
让主的生命从我这里进去，让我享受，然后去分享。
Let God's love power through me, and through me, the love spread out to others as well.
要把主的爱从我这里再流出去，让别人能够分享。
It has to be like a funnel for God's love, an instrument for God's love, so many more people can get it.
让谁的救恩从我这里把它跑出去，到别人去分享。
Yeah, through us, more people can know God.
非常的重要。我们一个信耶稣的人，有了新的生命，有了主的爱，有了机会去为主耶稣基督。为我们的神而活。
So it's very important. We got new life from Jesus. We got Lord's love, and we shall live a life to spread out God's love in this world.
我们做一个重生得救的基督徒。
We live a life as a reborn Christian.
我们不是每天。只是过生活而已。
We try not just live a routine life.
而是有一个荣耀的盼望。
But have a glorifying hope within us.
有一天，我们要进入我们的主耶稣基督的荣耀里头。
One day we are going to be there with Jesus in his glory.
只要我们站按照他叫我们做的去做，
Soon as we live his life, follow his way.
过一个圣洁的生活，
Live a life of glory, of holy life.
整个的救恩三部曲，记得吧？因信称义，因信成圣。因信得荣。
It's a Christian day. Journey, we can say, is kind of 3 stages. By faith, you get justified. By faith, you get glorified. And by faith, you get sanctified. Yeah, you get sanctified and you get glorified.
依着我们的信心，我们能够。被神称为义人，没有罪了。
Through our faith, we are justified. God treats us as a righteous man.
依着我们的信心， 我们过一个信心圣洁的生活。
Because of the Lord, through our faith, we live a life of live a holy life. We get sanctified.
因着我们的信心，我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Through our faith, we have a holy hope.
我们等候主耶稣基督再来。
We wait for Jesus' return.
我要进入他的荣耀里。
So we will be glorified with him.
你是个重生得救的人吧？
Are you reborn?
你感觉有主的爱在你里面吗？
Do you feel God's love within you?
你有没有把主的爱、把主的生命活出来，分享出去？
Are you able to live the life of Jesus? Are you spreading the life to your neighbors?
盼望有一天，A 殿堂的凳子，每一张上面都有人坐。
Hope one day I can see every chair. Hi, somebody sitting there here in this Grace Church.
想到过去，A 殿堂100多人，快到200了。
We used to have more than 100, even close to 200 people in this chair, in this center.
今天人就还有这么多空位置在这里。
Yeah, we can see still we have still many seats left even today.
我们一起努力，专心的祷告。专心的行道，把主的爱活出来。
Yeah, we need to dedicate ourselves in our prayers, in our daily life, and we want to live a life of Jesus.
有一个荣耀的盼望，能够见到主。
And we hold that glorifying hope that one day we will see Jesus.
得到主的奖赏，得到主的。承载，
Yeah, hopefully that day we will get rewarded by Jesus. We will get commended by Jesus.
不是每天就是这样子糊里糊涂的去过生活。
That live a life without purpose.
过一个非常有意义、荣耀神、帮助人的一个生活。
But really live a meaningful life that glorifies God and help others.
这是我们的责任，
This is our duty.
靠着我们自己，我们不能做到。
But we know that by our own effort, we are not able to do it.
靠着主的帮助，我们可以做到。
But with Lord's help, we are able to do it.
神给我们很多的责任，
God give us many.
好像雅各书里头告诉我们说。
In the book of James, it tells us so.
你们亲近神，神就要亲近你们。
When you are trying to get close to God, God will be close to you.
我们要尽到我们的责任，来维持这样子的关系。
We do our part to maintain such relationships with the Lord.
让我们的神从我们身上得到荣耀。
So God can be glorified through us.
你愿意做吗？
Are you willing to do it?
我们起来祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，这样子 A 带我们是再一次提醒我们，你为了我们的缘故死在十字架上。
Lord, we thank you again, Lord, for your grace, for your reminding us that your only Son Jesus died for us.
为我的罪，你付上死的代价。
You redeemed us through your sacrifice of life.
是你的恩典赐给我们一个新的生命，
You give us new life through your grace.
叫我们过一个新的生活，
So we can live a new life.
能够让我们祝荣耀神，能够帮助人。
So we can glorify Lord. We can glorify God and we can help other people.
如我们是软弱的，我们做不到。
Lord, we are weak and it's hard for us to do it.
求主帮助我们，让我们做一个讨你喜悦的人。
Lord, please give us strength so we can live a life that pleases you.
我祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.